justify us, our creator and savior. I mean, Lord, to get down to the water. I just thought about it. I just had an imagination. It's a little thing. And so forth. And not just even reading the Bible. It's what we say now. And I understand it as you read. Now, there's some evidence out here. Then you'll know whether you depend on the flake pole, out of top, Socrates, Spinoza, Confucius, Buddha. You understand what I'm talking about?
Right.
And then you'll know whether you depend on them.
Now that's right. Right.
You got to go to Jeremiah and all the rest of it. Now, we're not down here preaching Moses. We're not down here preaching Spinoza. We're not down here preaching Peter. Neither are we trying to preach Paul. Get it all out of your mind. You follow what I'm saying? You want to smooth sailing. You want to make sure you understand. Now, let's start over here. This is what we call a Christian faith itself. Now, this is an absolute. Some of you might have to get down that door and work. So what I'm talking about.
I missed the boat. Now then, this is from Jesus in the Garden of Eden. This is from the Garden of Eden. To the flood. But how many years is it?
I don't know.
Now, who was, let's put it all up by a little now, who was Jesus?
Not
I mean, who saw
him? Yahweh.
He said to them, then, who?
You think you?
Yeah, I am. What do you think about it? You see what I mean? And then, didn't I do it right? Then he come around. I know why I said that. I want to get him back here. Okay. The third chapter of Luke, the last verse. Okay. So we can find out something about whether he's back here.
Okay.
This was the son of Adam. Now that's why I'm saying that. I've been sitting here on this floor, I don't know how many times, and told you. Over and over and over and over again, I told you for 40 years. Don't nobody know much about the purpose of Yahweh, but Yahweh himself.
That's okay, son.
They don't know. Well, you might want to say, well, my class is there, and I know. You might want to say Moses. No, no, it isn't.
That's right.
You might want to say Jeremiah. No, sir, you're wrong. Again. Do you follow what I'm just talking about? I want you to get flesh and blood and these men out of your eyes. And out of your mind, what am I going to do? Look at something else for a while. And they got all piled up just out here in America. You see what I'm talking about? And this is stupidity. And you can't find nothing. Can't you? Well, look.
That's
right. Now, see, now that's the only way for us to come get at this thing. Get at it straight like it is. Now, if I say that about them, that means I don't know
either.
Now that's plain talk. I'm trying to get you to see all the time that it is Yahweh.
Okay.
Now that's what I'm trying to get you to see. You get to your own thing. Now we spoke of the boys back there, 17 of them in line, you see, 16, even 17. Now I want to show you that they didn't. I want to read you out of the Bible. First chapter of Ephesians, the third and fourth verse, rather.
How that by revelation, he was known unto me.
He made known unto Paul. Now wait a minute. explain it? He said, how by revelation? Not easy to come up and say, I don't believe in visions and revelation. That's the only way we're going to ever learn anything. You read this book, go get your good coaching and fight it from back to back. And still be just as dumb and stupid as you say. Not we say stupid, read. That right? You don't have to come down here to read. You don't have to come down here to read the Bible. You can stay home and read the Bible. Are you following? But now what I'm trying to give you now is to show you how that thing goes by revelation. And by a vision. That what the Apostle Paul knew, that's how he got it. All right.
As I wrote before in a few words.
Now wait a minute. Now we could go over there and find out where he wrote about it. Mm-hmm. You see? Well, why wouldn't you tell him? Read on.
Whereby.
When you read.
You may understand.
My theory.
No.
My concept.
No.
My interpretation. Read on.
My knowledge.
Now wait a minute, now you got something else here. You got a mystery. Now do you think they ever shoot to come down the line, you know, understand the mystery? Are you following what I'm saying? Now if they did, they would all be reconciled. You wouldn't have all this temptation. But it all be whatever it looks like. You see what I'm talking about? It wouldn't be all mixed up. Roman Catholicism and Protestantism and the Christianism. You see what I'm talking about? And Buddhism. Now, if you remember that, Buddha was back in the before the book. Don't you forget that. And don't you forget the place so a lot of Sodom was back there, do you? Don't you forget that. All right, read on.
My knowledge is the mystery of the Messiah.
And my knowledge is the mystery of the Messiah. Now, this is what I'm going to ask you. See, the Messiah comes all the way down. Now Paul said, he in that year. And then for the angels, they didn't know.
Real not good. Just stuff it up again.
no kids and all that stuff. Jump it up against the door and say, oh, they say God always.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of true.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying. Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to be the demon around here for years. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's very hard, Frank.
Yeah.
Now you see how I got that one out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now a lot of people wouldn't think about that. With an other evil. Well, that's the reason I went back to it. And I told you this matter. The first one was the Son of God. Understand now, so it's in the vision. Now, in the 15th chapter of Corinthians, Paul said for the first man, Adam was of the first. But the second man, Adam, was the anointed man. Now this Adam back here was a son. You see? And so also was this Jesus. I can't talk to you about it, I understand. Because I know the name of all this and things like that. He was the son. At one time, you know, that's like this. Moses passed. You got Joshua in there, so he passed him on to the father. And Abraham and Manasseh. They were the sons, two sons of Joseph. By Israel. Israel was an Egyptian woman. You follow that? He knew that Yahweh is the special person and all this stuff and stuff he got into that mother holy. Now then, here is Joseph, married an Egyptian woman, then Ephraim. They had two sons. Manasseh was the oldest. Now Ephraim was the youngest. Now according to the first God didn't pass on the gift, no? Well, he was back there. You see? They passed on the gift, you know, on here, so he comes to the Lord with him. Ephraim was not a tribe, and neither was Manasseh. I know he got the five of Manasseh, Ephraim, and the family. You now think it's an Isaac, shall I see before? Then Isaac had him, you see. Then the father of Jacob. And then Jacob, then the father of the 12, you understand? Mm-hmm. Now here he comes along, he's the son of man. He wasn't one of the sons, he wasn't a Levi, he wasn't Joseph, he wasn't a son. He was the son of man. Mm-hmm. Now
understanding what I'm trying to tell you. This was the greatest mystery that we ever had. But we all of this stuff in mind. And that's how we did it. And June, he walked out with no one. And we all know that that's about the size of the book. It's big.
Right.
I thought that was still blurry and all like that. But now here's Moses, see? He run off out there and got married. See? Now that's Caesar, one of the sons. Joseph was one of the sons. Levi was one of the sons. See? Joseph married an Egyptian woman, and Moses gave him that. Is that right? And then Moses had two sons by the four. Joseph and Esau. Okay. Now, you're all mixed
right.
up again.
That's
right. You see? Mm-hmm. Right. See, y'all wish you could be so great to do it.
That's right.
Now, here's another thing for you. See? You say because you come through the barns of the womb. You see? Then he was a just a Jew. I just got to tell you, you said, Lord, that it would come through the sea. But look, Ishmael is in there too. Mm-hmm. And he's in there according to the throne now.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the best thing to be here. He's got the best word. He's got the best word. You understand? He's doing all these things that the law says. But he gets out of there. And you understand? And so the opposite of Pharaoh was, when Abraham went down into the desert, he sent Sarah down there. He's way up there because she was a beautiful woman. And old Pharaoh put her over in his hair. And you talk about how particular. I'll put it this way. Abraham told her to tell him that she was his sister. But she was.
That's right.
And that's why he just grabbed her and put her over his hair. And when he found out that she wasn't just only his sister, she was his wife, all of them, then all this good old woman and get out of here if you'd like to make me commit a sin.
Now, who told me that thing about God help not commit adultery?
You see? You have to take it in the room. Gentiles did the same by nature that was contained in the law.
That's right.
Right in his sight, all the time.
Okay. And right out there worshiping an idol. You know what that thing out there. You know what I'm talking about? That he saw himself worshiping a God somehow or another. Not through this idol. Remember what Yahweh did out there? Just think that. Now, when you say that, it's pretty nice. Them to put up with them, they're foolish.
Right, that's right.
He hadn't said anything to them. He said, at the time of that ignorance, I said, Yahweh just think that. But now, since he's come to the Lord with that woman, you understand what I'm talking about?
Right.
And he broke the whole thing down and revealed everything. Now we had a whole lot to do about money. Well, I've had you know there was one talk before. There was one before I know it. But it was the same problem. Just like
talking to acorns.
And that's